Police followed the movements of British Muslim convert Dhiren Barrett for some time and arrested him in August 2004. Barrett pleaded guilty to conspiracy to murder charges last month and has been sentenced to life in prison to serve a minimum of 40 years. His plans were detailed and devastating: commit mass murder by setting off explosives and even a radioactive dirty bomb at major public sites and transport links in both the United States and in Britain, including the New York Stock Exchange, the World Bank and IMF in Washington, major hotels, and a train under the Thames River in London. The plans were more than 4 years in the making, had been approved by senior al-Qaeda leaders in Pakistan, and were apparently in the final stages of being carried out, according to police records. Prosecution Service lawyer Patrick Stevens.
The extent and potential impact of Barrett's plans have been made graphically clear in court over the last 2 days. Fortunately, as a result of his timely arrest and subsequent conviction, his plans could not be carried out.
At sentencing, Judge Neil Butterfield said Barrett had chosen to use his life to bring death and destruction to the Western world and slaughter hundreds, if not thousands, of innocent men, women, and children. Barrett was born into an Indian Hindu family. He worked as an airline ticket agent in central London in the early 1990s, later converted to Islam, and traveled to the disputed Kashmir region for an initial terrorist training session. He also received weapons training in Pakistan and further training in the Philippines. Barrett's plans called for massive synchronized attacks and included filling stretch limousines with gas canisters and then blowing them up. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.